And I'm joined by Tamara Taylor. And Tamara, many congratulations. You're going to be leading England in the first Six Nations game. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, really excited. Just to be getting on with the new challenge of the Six Nations. And, you know, we've got a whole load of brand new players. It's going to be really exciting times ahead. Yeah.
To explain to those that are unaware, we have some of the players that are away with the seven set up. I know seven of the women that were in that World Cup squad have gone with the team out to Brazil for the Women's Sevens World Series. And so it
I hope it's raining on them. That's all I can say about that.
Yes, excellent. And it gives, obviously, as you say, an opportunity for some new girls to come through the setup and for someone like you to be a captain while Katie McLean is off with the Sevens girls.
Yeah, it's, you know, everyone's got to get their shot at playing for England, and it's either injury or, you know, opportunities like this, and it's up to those new players that they need to grasp this with both hands, and I know that they will. I'm absolutely convinced that they will. And, you know, we're going through a new cycle now. We've had the World Cup. We're on to the new 2.5 year cycle. Actually, that's all that's left until the next World Cup. So yeah, this is the time that things will be changing, and it can only be a good thing to have more players that have experienced international rugby going forwards.
Just to approach a couple of the changes that will maybe be most apparent to yourself, we've obviously heard of Gary Street leaving the coaching setup, which is a great shame, but obviously he leaves behind him a great legacy. Graham Smith and Simon Middleton will also be carrying on, at least for this tournament, and then Nicky Ponsford will be coming in to act as head coach. So a few changes there. How do you expect that to feel?
Yeah, we're lucky in that we've kind of... We did this whole what-if scenario during the World Cup. So it was, you know, if a coach or a strength and conditioning coach or, you know, whatever weren't around, how would we react to it? Because going into something as stressful and as intense as the World Cup, you need to be prepared for every eventuality on and off the pitch. So we are pretty used to having different people come in and coach us. We've had different skills coaches as well. So in terms of a disruption, it probably won't be as much as it may appear from the outside, because it's just something that we've done anyway. Nicky Ponsford isn't a new face. You know, she was pretty much, I think, there for every single camp and every day leading into the World Cup. So she knows the players really well. She knows what we're trying to achieve as a team. So it'll just be a face in a different place, basically.
And just a word on Gary's departure?
He's been around for a very long time. I'm trying to think back to what the year was when he first coached me in the academy. He was my first sort of international coach, and then he came on board after the 2006 World Cup and the year after that. So he's been a part of the English furniture, if you like, in terms of England women's rugby. So it's going to be a big change not having him there, but exactly as you said before, he's left a massive legacy, and you know, the last thing that he's done as a squad is to win a World Cup, and you know, you can't beat that. That's the pinnacle of your sport. So, yeah.
Player specific to yourself, second row, you're missing a couple of colleagues who've also left the game, the likes of Joe McGilchrist and Becky Essex. So there'll be new faces in the squad. There'll be new faces potentially partnering you in that second row.
There will. Isn't that exciting? The old and the young together. Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, with whether it's the coaching staff or the players, that things are going to change. And we had six players retire, and two of them happen to be second rows. So it's an opportunity for new people to step up and to wear the England shirt and to go forwards. And, you know, the legacy that was left by the players as well, not just from this World Cup, but from previous World Cups and internationals, that's what you're stepping into when you put that England shirt on. And I think that will make people play to the best of their ability, because how can it not when you put on a shirt that's representing your country?
And how are you going to feel when it comes to facing Wales down in Swansea to kick off this 2015 tournament? It's obviously a time of year when rugby fans get incredibly excited. The English-Welsh rivalry is always absolutely huge, and you're going to have the captain's armband.
I know. How exciting. I love the Six Nations. I think it's a brilliant tournament anyway. You know, you get an international practically every week over an 8-week period. You're in and around camp. You're with all, you know, with all the players. And it's just an exciting feel. And it's extended rather than a 2-week period. You know, it's a 2-month period practically. Wales, England, first game. Fantastic. The boys kick it off the evening before us, which is brilliant. So, it's going to be a whole weekend of that rivalry and that excitement. Massively looking forward to it. It's always a really, really tough game between us and Wales, and there is no love loss, and I don't think they ever will be, but that's sort of what makes it more of that exciting, fierce rivalry type of a game, and, you know, passions flying high. And the fact that I, you know, I get to be the one that leads the team out is, it's for me personally, it's a huge, huge privilege, and I'm really excited. But you know, I've said it to everyone, it could really be any of the girls, because we've got such a fantastic group of leaders within the squad that it doesn't really matter who's got the name of captain beside them. It's going to be a whole squad effort, I think.
And just to touch on the rugby on the pitch then, as the Six Nations goes on, how do you expect England to fare as opposed to their opposition through the tournament?
It's going to be interesting. It definitely will be one to watch. And I'm not even just saying that to make people watch it. We have got some really exciting new talent, and it is a different feel. It's not, you know, it's not the team, the actual personnel that won the World Cup. But that doesn't necessarily make it a bad thing. It doesn't necessarily make it a good thing. It's just going to be a challenge for us to pull together as a squad and to fit the new people in and make sure that we're all playing and singing off the same song sheet. And I think it's going to be progressive. It's not going to be the finished article the second we step on the pitch at Wales, but it's about being able to adapt as players and make sure that each minute of each game we can be learning and certainly build towards the end of the tournament, because obviously we want to win this. Who doesn't want to go into a competition and win? But it's about the bigger picture and building towards what will ultimately be the next World Cup in 2.5 years' time.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks very much.